Duh, you are the influencer of your business. For me to just put myself out there in front of the world, it was very scary to me and it was holding me back. And I knew that my business wasn't going to grow online unless people could get to know me the way they did when they walked into my store. And that is where things really changed for me. I went from 340 subscribers to over 2,000 in 1 year.
Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
Thank you for joining us today. I have a special guest here for you. I have Sarah from Framed by Sarah. I am so excited to have you here, Sarah. I appreciate you being here. I know this is a busy, busy time for you. And well, let's get right to it. I know my listeners are going to love your story and the advice that I know you're going to share. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your business journey.
So I have a retail brick and mortar store, and in that store, we house other boutiques as well. So there's about 8 different stores inside my store, and we sell a lot of gifts. I do a lot of personalization. So basically anything in the store could be personalized. It's a lot of t-shirts and clothing and candles and jewelry. It's kind of a wide range of things in the store, but it's primarily a gift store. So my business Framed is inside my brick and mortar as one of the stores inside the brick and mortar store. And the brick and mortar store is called The Loft. It's not called Framed because it's not just my stuff. I own it with a partner, and she has the clothing boutique inside the store as well. And then we have several other little vendors. So we have that. And we've had the store now 4 years. I had my store before that. She had her store before that. And we came together and combined our store and added in a lot of our local friends and boutiques. From that store, I created a subscription box. And this was really, I saw my same customer kind of coming in all the time to the store. I'd get new items in and I would show them on social media and then they would sell out really quickly. And then my customer would come in and be like, I didn't get any of those. And so I created the subscription box as really kind of a VIP thing. Like if you were a member, you got like first dibs on stuff. You were the first one to get it. You got maybe exclusive designs, but you were really like the core customer of mine if you were a subscriber. And so in my box is called the Monogram Box because we personalize everything. And so they get one item in their box that is monogrammed just for them every single month. And that really took off for me. My business, it started with 44 monthly subscribers. And now we're over 2,500 monthly subscribers. And that's insane to like say out loud. But it started with a very local customer. And these were just people that would come in and pick up their box in my store. And then it just really exploded. And now I'm shipping to 47 states every single month. And even overseas, I ship to Hawaii too. And it's also driven a ton of foot traffic into my brick and mortar store, because I have hundreds of local subscribers. So every single month, those women are walking into my front door and picking up their box and they're shopping, they're looking for other things. It's some of our busiest days in the store of the month when it's pickup time for their boxes.
That is crazy growth. I know I've just been following your journey. We've been friends for a while. We were just discussing this. I think it's been 2 years. And even in that 2 years, it's just been poof, watch it go crazy. It's just so incredibly inspiring. So I'm always talking to my retailers about adding revenue streams. We have to keep looking and pivoting, especially in this day and age. How did you know a subscription box was right? Like, how did you know that they would jump? Okay. So you tried.
I had no idea. So the thought really came from like, it was 3 years ago when I started the box, and it was kind of on the verge of the popularity of subscription boxes. And in my niche, I saw another subscription box really doing well, but they had terrible customer service and they would get like all these terrible comments on their social media. And I just kept looking at that and thinking, I can do this and I can do this better than they're doing it. And for me, it was just about having that connection with a customer. Like I had loyal customers just from shopping in my store day to day. I was the register girl. Like, you know, when you're a small business, a lot of times you're the shipper, you're the checkout girl, you're everything. And I was that for so long. And so they had built a connection to me because I was the face that they saw when they came into my store all the time. And through that, it really created a loyalty. They had a connection with me. They wanted to buy from me. They were loyal to me. And so when I launched my subscription box, those 44 people were super loyal customers of mine. They didn't know what was in that box. And it was terrible marketing at the time. It was like a brown box with my logo slapped on it. Like nobody even knew what the heck was in this thing, but I wanted it to be a surprise. I didn't want to show them. And just blindly 44 people signed up for this thing, not even knowing what it was. And since then it's really grown into something amazing. But I have those in-person connections now online. And that was the hardest barrier for me to break. Was I had I'm super great, like one-on-one, like you and me here, Wendy, like we're good. But for me to just put myself out there in front of the world, it was very scary to me and it was holding me back. And I knew that my business wasn't going to grow online unless people could get to know me the way they did when they walked into my store. And that is where things really changed for me. I went from 340 subscribers to over 2,000 in 1 year just by showing up live on Facebook and having a conversation like this on camera every single week. And that's what changed my business. I live not in a large town, and I had great sales. There was nothing bad about it. But what happened was I was able to grow in a way that I couldn't just being a physical store and not being online. And I was then able to hire more people. I was able to staff my store better. You know, you just keep growing and you get better and you're not kind of stuck in the same rut all the time.
It has been really incredible watching you grow. And I noticed you showing up more and more live, and you know, you saw what it was working. So I just read a statistic just today about, and we're hearing every day about retail businesses going out of business, you know, and how this is a terrible time for retailers. And I'm like, I don't know, like I'm seeing people like you, and the difference is, and this is what the market research lady that I was listening to today said, the retailers that are building connections and heart-centered businesses and smaller businesses are like doing so well. And it's just exactly what you said. So would you recommend, before anybody gets into that subscription box mode, you know, to not think, A, first that they're going to start with 2,500. I just want to start everybody off with
that. No, I didn't either.
And you didn't either. No, and no. I know it's so funny because we all look and like, oh, you know, Sarah's doing, but to even get those 44 people, we have to have a relationship built with our customer base.
You can't just create this amazing subscription box and you know it's awesome and say, okay, world, I have this box, come buy it. If you have no audience, if you have not built any relationships, if you have no one buying, like you need to have, like if you have a store first, clearly you probably have customers. What are they buying from you? What are they repeat buying from you? What are they asking you for more of? Those are all things that would create a really great subscription box. And it's important to have a steady audience. So do you have consistent sales? Do you have a sale every day? Are you making sales every week? If you're not, you really need to start with building an audience of buyers. You can't just launch a subscription box and expect people to buy it. You need to be building an audience of buyers. If you're having consistent sales, like if you have sales every day, if you have sales several times a week, you can totally build in a subscription box inside your business as a really great way to create not only sales, reoccurring sales, which are even better than a one-time sale, but what you're creating is loyal fans, loyal raving fans. And this is an after effect that I didn't really understand when I started the box. My initial fear with the box was, if I give them all this amazing stuff in a box at a really great price, they're not going to shop in my store anymore. They're going to have all the things that they want. Will I lose sales? That was one of my initial fears. But what has happened instead is that I've created this really awesome fan base that loves their boxes. And then anytime I show up live, Wendy, if I'm wearing this shirt or these earrings or whatever, like they're sold out as soon as my live is done. I have created these loyal fans that just keep wanting more and more of what I'm providing, and I just keep giving it to them. And so I don't have to worry about, okay, are they going to like this? Are they going to want this? I've created this super awesome fan base. And here's the thing, I'm my customer. It's things I like. It's things I would wear. It's the things I would want. And so these people are like me. So when I go shopping at market or go pick out items or source them or design them, I think about what I want because my customer is me. And so I don't have to worry that they're not going to like it. If I like it, they're going to like it. They're going to like everything I'm putting in front of them for the most part. But that's what I've built over the last 3 years is this incredibly loyal fan base that are buying not only my boxes every month, but they're upgrading items on their boxes and they're buying everything I show them weekly on social media.
You're gracious enough to be inside my inner circle and talk to my members. And you shared something that a lot of my retailers do, pickup parties. Everybody comes and again, they're all buying what you've picked out. You told me once you really understood what they want, which isn't always the case. You understand your customers so well. It's incredible to me. And look what's happening. It's this ripple effect. That's the word I'm looking for, the ripple effect.
Yeah, I went through this period of thinking I needed an influencer to sell my stuff online, right? Like I thought, okay, that's what everybody has. Like everybody has an influencer. Okay, I need one of those. So that's, I mean, these are the things that go through your head.
You right? are the influencer, my friend.
I didn't know that, Wendy. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so I was on this search for finding someone that could promote my items. And everyone that I found was like, well, I don't know that my customers would relate to her. Like she's really skinny. She's really tan. She's, you know, really young. Like, I don't know that I'm, and someone looked at me and said, well, who are you looking for? I'm like, I don't know. Like, a mom that's busy and has things to do and someone like me. And they're like, duh, you yeah. are the influencer of your business. And right. then I realized that I looked at the sizes of the people that were my t-shirt subscribers. And I realized that 75% of my subscribers were a large, an extra large or a 2X shirt. I wear an extra large. So for me, they could relate to me.
Right.
They were seeing me in my shirts or whatever I was selling. And they said, oh, well, that looks nice on her. That would look nice on me. I'm the same size as her. I bet her clothes are going to fit me. You know, if you're a little bit larger lady like me, then you sometimes don't like the way small clothes fit on you. They're a little tight. They're a little snug. They got a little, you know, stuff. So if I can show up being comfortable in what I'm wearing, that was relating to them, that they want that too. And for me, my goal all the time is just to make everyone feel included. To be a part of something like my subscription means that you're included in my little secret society. And then can you wear this shirt? I sell up to 3X. I want to include everyone in this and I don't want to exclude anyone. And so that was really important to me. And that's what's really helped grow my business.
That's funny that you were looking for an influencer because you are an influencer. But so I asked retailers prior to us meeting, I told everybody that I was going to have you on the podcast today. And some of the questions that came up and some of the things that I hear all the time about subscription boxes, funny note, we're starting a subscription box for our creative business as well too, because we're influenced by you. But anyhow, that's another story for another day. How do you make profits? There's so many logistics I am learning and my retailers know, you know, the boxes, the stuff that goes in it and the box and the shipping and the time it takes to put everything together and all of the things together. How do you make that profitable? That's the question I get asked a lot. Do you have a simple, do you margins? What are your margins?
Yeah.
They're all the things.
It's really hard when you want to put this elaborate box together because right. you want to make this really awesome box, but you also want to create an incredible value for them. But then you also don't want to do it for free either. What? So I have a membership called Launcher Box and where I teach people how to start, launch, and grow their subscriptions. I teach them that you do not want to have a subscription less than 30% profit. And that includes your product, your packaging, your inserts, whether that includes shipping or not, that's your choice. I add shipping onto the back end. So mine is a one price plus shipping because not all of mine are shipped, right? You just heard me tell you that they pick up. So exclude shipping from all of that. Now, if you build shipping into your price, you got to make sure you're covering that. You're not doing that for free either, but you really need to have a 30% profit margin to make that worth your while. I would love to see everyone at 50 or above, yeah. But when you're first starting out, sometimes it's a little bit harder to get there because you're not buying in bulk. So you may not have the discounts on stuff. You can buy boxes in bulk when you get a little bit up there. You can source items versus buying them wholesale, and that saves you some money. But in the beginning, you know, you should start at least 30%. I think I started at about 40% when I first started. And now that ranges from about 45 to 55. For my box on a month. But I would tell everyone listening that you could do a single product subscription, sometimes easier than a multi-product subscription, and be more profitable. So like, for instance, I have a t-shirt of the month club. It is one t-shirt every single month. And then I have my subscription box, which is 3 to 5 items. And one of them is monogrammed. So my box, because it has a 45 to 55% profitability, my t-shirt club has a 70% profit.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that go into that. One, my t-shirt, I can send in a poly mailer bag, which costs me 45 cents. My box has to go in a custom box that costs me sometimes $2 to $3 per box. So there's a lot of difference there. Also, the time it takes to prep and pack 3 to 5 things versus one t-shirt. There's a lot of labor involved in the box. Plus we're monogramming those. So that's
can
a
we
lot
talk about the monogramming for a second? No, but that's legit. I can't, that blows my mind how you even, I can't even talk.
Basically every single box is custom to the person.
Yes.
Like it's not the same. And I'll recommend that for anyone, but it's my thing. I've done it well. But I'm just saying, like, if you own a candle company, you could do a candle of the month. Don't think you have to do a candle and matches and a scented, I don't know what, oils or what, all the things, when you could just give them one candle of the month. And maybe you sell your candles at $40. And if you gave somebody a candle of the month, because you give it to them for $32, and even though you're taking $8 less in profit there, you know that's sold every single month. You can count on that sale every single month, and you're just shipping them. They're going to use it. They're going to burn it. They're going to need more. They're going to need more. They can gift it, like all the different things. You could make it 10 times easier on yourself than putting together this box of a whole bunch of things that you then have to source and find and get good deals on. So I tell my members that they should try a one-time thing first, and they get really good at that. Then they can build into a higher level box. Then they've already built in a customer base that's willing to spend $32 with you. And if you've got this box, you can price it a little higher because they know the value that they're getting because they're already a subscriber. And now you can launch a $50 box where maybe you don't want to go out the gate with something that high priced. Yeah. That's my thoughts.
That's such excellent advice. Just the product of the month. And a lot of the retailers that may be listening, you know, might make something wholesale in mm-hmm. they're already making something, candles. So there's lots of products. We have lots of, so it's a brilliant idea. Or they're already wholesaling something that their customers love. So I love that. One thing that I think is key with subscription boxes, and could you just touch a little bit on this about how do you keep your members buying every month? You know, how do you keep it from them getting the box and it's sitting in the corner? Because I've heard people say, you know, about other brands, oh, I keep getting these boxes and I don't even get time to open them or whatever. What is your secret sauce to making sure that they keep getting excited like Christmas morning? That's how I feel when I get a subscription box. Like, how do you keep that going?
Well, we have a joint mentor, Stu McLaren, and I've learned a lot from him. But there's one thing that he says all the time. He says, you've got to get them to consume the contents. And so he talks about it in membership form, like you want your members to consume your training. We have to do the same thing when we talk about subscription box. We need them to consume what is inside that box, or it will sit there, like you just said, and it will stack up and they'll see dollars stacking on their table.
Right, right.
So if you have a non-consumable item like me, how do you get that to consume it? You can burn a candle, you can use a soap, you can, you know, if you have a consumable product, like you should be jumping all over this because people use it and need more. If you have a non-consumable, What I do is I show them different ways to use things. So like this month's box, it was a beach towel and a swig tumbler and different things. I can't think of all the top of my head, but I'm going to show you, well, one, you're going to use your beach towel at the pool and swimming and all the things, but I'm going to show you different ways to use your bags. I'm going to show you different ways to style your t-shirt. I do a blog every month, 5 ways to style one tee, so that, oh yeah, I can wear it with those cute wedges I got the other day, and I can wear it with this kimono and dress it up, or I can wear it with a ball cap and wear it to my son's baseball game. I'm going to show you how to use and wear your things. I do blogs. I do Pinterest. I do posts all month long over the same items, different ways to use them. So it makes you think about how you can pull that item out of your box and go use it this weekend. And that is one way that helps retain your members is showing them how to use it. You can also show them how to get re-gift it. Like if they get something that they won't use, you could repackage this, gift this to a friend if you're going to a baby shower or a wedding or different things. You have ready-made gifts already in your box and you don't have to go shopping for them. So those are the ways that that helps with retention.
Well, that's brilliant. That's really good. I want to mention, you touched really briefly on your membership site that you have for subscription box owners. So I want to let everybody know that we will have all that information on the show notes as well, too. Can you tell us a little bit about that? When is it opening?
We're getting ready to open. So yeah, we open July 23rd. And this is my second open that we've had. So we've had a great group of people come through. We've had 130 box entrepreneurs come through the first round. And they're everywhere from, I just started my business to have a super successful business and I want to start a box. They may have a box already and want to grow it. They have an idea for a box, but don't know how to get started. Or they want me to help them sort out their ideas and that are swimming through their heads. But basically what is in there is there's a core library of training. So there's training on logistics, shipping, packaging, launching. There's all this core training that's built into the membership. And then we're in a private Facebook group and we have monthly trainings. I do Q&As. I bring in guest speakers from other companies. You know, we've had FedEx in there. We've had the CEO of Packlane in there. That's where we get the boxes. So resources that maybe you don't have access to outside of that. My favorite thing to do every month is we do a box reveal. I do box openings live and members can submit their boxes and I will open their box and give them a review on their box live and everybody gets to watch and you get feedback from other people's boxes. I also subscribe to a lot of different boxes so that I can show them what other companies are doing and we can all kind of take notes on that as well. We do roundtable workshops. So we do Zoom workshops. This month we're talking launches. So we're doing a launch workshop, all the things that you need to get ready for your box launch. But we do that kind of stuff every month. And what it is, it's the same as your group, Wendy. When you have a group of like-minded people, you really can grow. And that's what it's about. It's about the community of box entrepreneurs helping each other and bouncing ideas off from each other. But then there's also this core library of training that I have put together on what has worked for me to streamline the process for you a little bit.
Again, we'll have all that information in the show notes because I really think it's brilliant. So, you know, add that to all the boxes you're monogramming and, yes. And all the work and you're a really busy mom, I know, and you're doing the membership. So hats off, girlfriend, because I know you're really busy. Like all our retailers are, we're all wearing a lot of hats and managing it all really well through this crazy time. I think, again, back to, you know, how we started when I said at the beginning, you know, diversifying your revenue streams, adding on things that, you know, can last. You and I both have seen how subscription and recurring revenue has helped us through this crazy time, you know, all the dips and
pips. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Let's talk about it for a minute. Yeah.
So I don't know how many of your retailers, Wendy, are online or if they are just in their retail store. But my retail store got shut down for 45 days. And let me tell you, that is hard. And if any of your retailers did, here's the one thing that kept me going was I knew that I had 2,500 payments that were going to hit my bank account, whether I was able to continue to sell or not. I knew I could pay the rent for my retail store because of those 2,500 payments. I knew that I could pay the salaries of every single one of my employees that were sitting at home, not able to work for 45 days because I had this built into my income. And it may look, it's looking like we are going to get another shelter in place order soon. And if that happens, I'm okay. I know I don't have to. Here's the other thing. You don't want to just start selling in the middle of something like that. Like, you don't want to just show up when the world's falling apart and say, hey, buy my cute t-shirt. That's not where my heart was. I didn't want to show up at all during that time. And I didn't have to, because these sales were already sold. I didn't have to ask for the sale in the midst of a crisis. Did I get cancellations? Absolutely. Most of my cancellations said loss of job due to COVID, loss of income due to COVID. But you know what else I got during this? People that couldn't go shopping that wanted something sent to them. I had for every cancellation, I had a sign up, and it just created this convenience that they couldn't go to the store, or, you know, didn't feel comfortable going to the store, and they had it shipped directly to them. So I am incredibly grateful for the subscription box business, because I don't know that my brick and mortar store could have made it through that without that income. I knew I probably would have had to lay off all my employees had I not had that income.
Yeah, we did see a lot of layoffs. I will say that, you know, a lot of the retailers that I'm working with did very well, actually. But it, again, back to this small business, you're catering to your people, you had your recurring revenue. It is definitely something that I think, even in small scales, even if you don't get to 2,500, you've got 44 boxes coming in every month. And I see that, you know, I see that as being just something really important. We've been talking about it. Again, you were in the group with us a year ago. I don't even know. Time means nothing to me. I get clustered, but I think it was a year ago. And at that time, you encouraged a lot of my retailers to think about that, just to think about, what does a subscription box look like? And now that has been a very good lifeline for a lot of my retailers. So thank you for that. And thank you for this, because I think it's going to encourage a lot of people. I do see a lot of places. Again, I work with retailers, and we have retailers here listening from all over the world, but I do see in parts of the US shutdown happening again, a slowdown, shelter in place happening. It's already happened in California and Florida for retailers as we're recording this. I don't know what's going to happen going forward. So it's a tough time for retailers. And again, having this recurring revenue is really, I know, a good thing. So thank you, Sarah. I appreciate you being here. Before you go, I always like to ask my guests if there's a piece of advice, if there's a quote, a mantra, a saying, something that somebody shared with you or that you like to share with other people that you'd like to leave with the retailers to encourage them.
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing that has ever been shared to me is that you don't have to get it right. You just have to get going. Like,
where did you hear that?
No. I don't know. I don't know where I heard that. But my thing is that if you think you have to have all the pieces figured out before you get started, you're never going to get started. And if you thought about it right now, could you create 10 subscription boxes? And does that feel big and hairy and scary to you? You could start with 10. Get your first 10 and you can just build it from there. You don't have to have everything figured out. Having 10 subscribers and dealing with any of the issues, that hiccups that you might have, is so much easier than doing 100. Can you do 10 is my advice. Can you do 10?
Take imperfect action is something we talk about a lot here on the podcast, inside my groups. Take imperfect action. Doesn't have to be perfect. Is not going to be perfect. Let's just talk about that. Sarah, do you think yours are perfect right now? Probably not, right?
Do you know how many things I could do like better right now? Like, there's a million things, but at the end of the day, you just get started and then you figure things out along the way.
That's such great advice. You just need 10. We can all do 10. So 10 subscription boxes. And even make them a limited edition, or make them a limited number, put a cap on it, and that's it for this month. Make everybody want the 11th one, right? So I think that's the key to it. So thank you so much, Sarah. I will make sure that everybody has your information. What is the best place for people to get a hold of you, or you'd like us to send everybody?
Yeah, you can find me over at launchyourboxwithsarah.com, and there's resources there. I do blogs. There's lots of free information there if you just want to dig in a little bit more, but you can follow me over there.
Fabulous. And again, we'll have all that information on the show notes. So thanks, Sarah. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.